I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It's easy to look back and to understand, but I guess a question we could ask ourselves is, how would we respond to this Jesus if we were in that context? Sometimes I'll kind of shake up my students by saying, what if a new church popped up just down the road from you and a charismatic, dynamic speaker was there, but the things he was saying were radically different than your understanding of Christianity? Would you encourage your youth to go and listen to him? Well, absolutely not. You'd oppose him. So I think when we place ourselves in that context, we realize that Jesus' message was revolutionary and was challenging and was different than many people expected. But if they were willing to give it a hearing, if they were willing to open their Bibles, their Old Testaments, and read the message of that, they would see that he was, in fact, the fulfillment of their hopes and expectations.
How about the treatment of women in Jesus' day? You write that his treatment of women would have been considered countercultural. How so, and what was that prevailing attitude toward women in Jesus' day?
Yeah, and often this is not an attack that's usually made on Jesus, because we usually speak of Jesus as very liberating towards women, and that's certainly the case, that he certainly was. He had women disciples, which is just a shocking thing in that cultural context. Rabbis simply did not have women disciples. The episode with Mary and Martha, one of our favorite episodes in Luke's gospel, where Martha is fulfilling the traditional role of a woman in the household, preparing the meal, and Mary is instead sitting at Jesus' feet as a disciple. And, you know, we would expect in that cultural context, after Martha complains, for Jesus to rebuke Mary and tell her to get back in the kitchen. That's just what we would expect in that Jewish context. In fact, Jesus says just the opposite. He says Mary has chosen the better. And so that women are disciples equal with men would be a shocking revelation in the first century context. The women followers of Jesus, Mary Magdalene and the others, again, quite shocking in that context, because rabbis did not have female disciples. So there's no doubt that Jesus lifted up the status of women and in that Jewish context and viewed them as equals with men. The challenge we still face is the fact that he chose 12 apostles who were men. Why didn't he have women among his inner circle, if you will, those 12? And I think one of the reasons would be the 12 were meant to symbolize the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sons of Israel. And so in that sort of historical context, it was a closer reflection of that. The other thing is, within that Jewish context, it would have been beyond scandalous to have women in that inner circle. And so perhaps Jesus did it to protect his ministry, in one sense, to guard against the kinds of accusations that would have been even more detrimental to his ministry.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.